Hachette Audio presents The Rye Bread Marriage, written by Michael Weissman, read by Barry Krynick. To our children and our children's children. This is a work of nonfiction. Some names have been changed to protect privacy or save feelings. The timeline is true. There are no composite characters. In some cases, dialogue has been reconstructed. Part 1. You wake up married. 1. What you love tells everything about you. Latvia is a place where people love rye bread. They sing songs about rye bread. Babies teethe on it. Legend has it that the country's first president never ate a meal without a slice of Latvia's signature sourdough rye called rupmaize. Supermarkets allot row after row of shelf space to rye bread. Rye bread competitions for amateur and professional bakers are a big deal in Latvia. Winners give teary speeches hailing their bread-baking teachers. In Latvia, you can buy ice cream flavored with rye breadcrumbs. Yogurt, too. One of the country's most popular tourist destinations is a kind of rye bread Disney World, with a bakery to tour, playgrounds, picnic areas, restaurants, stores, and a special room where newlyweds can bake their first loaf of rye bread together. If you were born in Latvia, or if you are of Latvian parentage, you have no manifest destiny to embrace. History has not been kind to your people. What you have instead is a mystical connection to the grain-bearing earth. What you have is rye bread. 2. You wake up married to a stranger. You wake up one morning married to a stranger who loves Latvian rye bread. This dense, dark sourdough whispers of damp forest floors and peasant farmers swinging scythes through ancient fields of rye. Black-crusted and hearty, Latvian rye bread feeds your husband's body and his soul. It is a touchstone of his fractured identity, a talisman of his always present past. You thought you were marrying a European who loved food, a Feinschmecker fluent in languages who would turn you into a world traveler. You do travel together, that is true. But before marrying, you did not understand the depth of your future husband's foreignness, nor could you know then that his sense of displacement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?